Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends. And I'm singing because as I started the show, Mom decided to take a big drink of coffee. So you're
hello,
back.
Hello, hello, Life with the Girlfriends girl.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, I am Christine Marine.
I'm Julie. And we're here at Life with the Girlfriends.
We are the girlfriends.
Yes.
And we have girlfriends. And we even have guys that are girlfriends.
That's right.
I was talking to a girl this week, and she was like real nice, real friendly. And so I go, well, I'm going to mention my podcast. I have a podcast. What's that?
Yes.
What's a podcast? I'm like, what?
What? Everybody seems to be having a podcast now.
Every freaking person in the U.S. of A. has a podcast. And well, she did not know what a podcast was. So then I had to go like, well, it's kind of like a radio show.
Right.
Oh, you're on the radio. Well,
kinda.
I'm kind of on BBSradio.com.
Right.
Oh, it's an internet radio.
Yeah. Yes. Internet radio.
And I go, have you ever heard of iTunes?
Not really. When you realize this, you're going, whoa, we're still just tapping the market of all this stuff.
I know.
And it's so interesting because just the other day I was listening to a podcast, or I think it was an NPR show that has a podcast. And they said, hey, you know, this is podcast week. I don't know if that's what they said. But yeah. Hey, take this week and tell someone about podcasts.
Yes, this was podcast week.
Yes, and tell someone about, hey, do you like listen? You know, maybe this is how you get to these podcasts. Go here, listen to them. And if they go, hey, what's a podcast? Tell them what a podcast is.
Absolutely. One of our favorite radio people, Bill and Wendy, on WGN Radio.
Yes.
Are now, they do 2 hours on the radio, and then they go to their
streaming
basement office in the Lower Wacker Drive in Chicago and do podcast.
Yes.
Live streaming.
Well, they call it live streaming for them, and then it turns into a podcast in some sense.
Right. And well, that's what we are. We live stream.
Right. And then
it becomes a podcast.
Exactly. Isn't
so
that
we're like the Bill and Wendy
of BBS Radio.
That's right.
For sure. And so it was interesting because listening to them talk, I mean, all the people calling up going, I don't know how I'm going to be able to listen to this.
How do
Is
I
it going to take
you?
Data? What's going to happen? And it's so funny because we're going to talk about this a little bit more during our app section of our radio show where I do have a new app I'm reviewing and enjoying.
Oh, right.
You know, because of our radio show, we've talking about like really upping our ante for technology this year and getting to know apps better. And we talked about the App Zero and things like that. But I got this, so we've been doing this and I got this little notification yesterday as I was on, you know, texting and doing stuff and being online. And it was like, hey, you've got 10% of data left over and you've got 17 days left in your contract or at the end of the month. So
we're using data up.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And so I've got to up our data.
You bet you do, girlfriend.
Yeah, today.
I am not spending money to.
Yes.
When I don't have to.
Exactly. So I have to go over. But it's so interesting.
That's so sad.
We have been so proud of our data usage, which has been 1 gigabyte for a whole family.
Well, I think this is interesting. I probably should have saved this for the app talk.
Well, should we not talk about this then? Should we save it for the app talk?
Well, okay.
Okay, go.
We'll save it for app talk. Everybody's like going, app talk?
App
what's
talk.
That?
Yeah, which we were reviewing our apps.
But I just want to talk about, how come everybody under the sun has a podcast? David Axelrod, who is a professor at the University of Chicago, and he's on CNN all the time, he's got a podcast.
And I think he's had work done.
And he's had work done.
The reason why I'm saying that is I saw him on CNN yesterday, and I love him. He's on WGN, too. He comes in as a commentary or whatever.
You know, yeah, I know. If I weren't married, I'd do him.
Yes. And, you know, I thought about calling him when he's on WGN to say, hey, do you know my mom has a crush on you?
Yeah.
or I should say, do you know I have a crush on you? Is that okay? Is that appropriate?
It's definitely a crush because it's the brain. It's not the beauty. It's the brain.
But I'll tell you what. I saw him on CNN, and I thought, something's going on with you. You look a little less... real.
You look,
you know what I'm saying? Like his skin looked like it had a peel. Right. He had, you know, a little tighter, a little comb over, looked a little less combed over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm thinking something's going on with him.
He's up in his ante. Yeah. He's becoming a housewife.
Yeah.
Where, like, when you're 60 years old, you have to have like 4 feet of hair. Extensions.
Right, exactly. When did that happen? I mean,
that's crazy.
There's a point where you just go, I thought I could get older and not have to and worry about those things less.
Yeah. Well, like even like Erica Jane, who's a housewife of Beverly Hills.
She has the stars.
And she's, compared to the other housewives, was Lisa Rinna, who is a feather. I mean, she is so skinny.
Yeah.
She's not even hardly real.
I don't even think she's a size zero.
No. Oh, no. Come on. But she, Erica Jane went home to Atlanta and visited her mom. And she looked incredibly skinny at home. But when she's with the housewives, she's like the bigger girl.
Right.
And I had no idea.
Right.
I was always thinking, oh, Erica Jane, she's meaty.
Yeah.
She's sizable.
Right.
There's something to that girl. And then she goes to Atlanta and she's just this little skinny thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, how freaking skinny are these housewives?
They are.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You have all this wealth. You live in Beverly Hills. You live in mansions. You have Boy George as your
housemate,
as a housemate, yeah. Yep. And yet you're not allowed to eat. I'm assuming you don't eat.
You eat protein and vegetables. I'm sure it's like that. Probably about 1,500 calories a day.
Protein, oh no,
1,200 calories a day.
Oh no.
Well, you used to tell me. Cher says that she eats 1,000 calories a day to maintain
her
weight. 1,000 calories.
Right.
That's not a lot of calories.
No.
But if you're having I guess protein and vegetables, lots of vegetables, you can get enough satisfaction, possibly. I don't know.
I don't know, Jules.
I don't know.
How did we get on this subject?
I don't know. You brought it up.
Yeah. I brought up David Axelrod, who
And I do think that he's had, I mean, he's like had some work done or just like polished.
Like also, you know, I was telling you, like Bill and Wendy, they do 2 hours and then they leave and go down to the dungeon of WGN and do their podcast. And John Williams comes in, who is, as he was a staple of Chicago radio and then moved to Minneapolis. I don't know why.
Yeah, he did.
But now he's back. And so he comes in and takes over their final hours of their shift. And so I'm listening to him, and I'm like a little pissed because he took my Bill and Wendy away. But I'm realizing that he's absolutely great in his own right, you know?
And it's sort of like,
and
you
totally
can't
different.
Say who do you like better? I can't tell you who I like better because they're so different.
Yeah, totally different.
And there's no way Bill and Wendy could tackle the topics he tackles.
No way.
And,
I mean, it's
and with
totally
his
different.
Savviness, he's not necessarily. He's not necessarily liberal, and he I think he's more moderate than anything of these.
But he is savvy.
But he's savvy, and he talks about Trump. And a woman called up, an older woman called up. I don't know why I said older, but she had like a shaky voice.
She talks like this.
Yeah, and I've met
and
women who had
John
that voice
Williams.
Who've been like 30. So I don't know her
That's
age.
That's true.
And she's like, I didn't think I was going to be on. He's like, well, you're on now. What did you want to say? Well, I'm just tired of you beating up on Trump.
Can't you leave the poor guy alone?
And he's the president of the United States. He'd be respected. And, you know, and he's a lot better than Hillary. And I'm like, oh, can we just forget about Hillary?
That's like, tell me about Trump. Well, Hillary.
Yeah, well, Hillary.
Let it go, please.
Everybody, please let it go.
If that's how you have to define Trump.
I assume Hillary is tracking along the trails of...
She's hiking.
Yeah, East Coast, Northern
East Coast.
She took
a hike.
Coast. Let her track in peace or do what she got to do.
That's right.
You know.
But go ahead.
So anyway, and she calls up and just says, you know, and John Williams with his... Who's so savvy, she said, I'm going to have to, I'm threatening to not listen to you ever again because of this.
Because you're just being so mean to Trump.
And he goes, I am so sorry to hear about this because I in no way don't want to lose you. And I got to tell you, I in no way want to talk about this. So I wish he would just stop tweeting.
Yeah, please just stop.
Just please stop.
We don't want to feel like this.
I don't, you know, and what's been interesting about President Trump, and I'm going to talk about this now, and I didn't realize this was going on until somebody brought it up in the news or somebody somewhere in my travels brought this up, and it was We know that politicians have lied to us in the past or twisted the truth enough in the past.
Spin the truth.
Yeah. But what seems...
Hence the word truthiness.
What seems to have happened now that it's just so in our face and continual that we no longer believe anything. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was happening, but I believe less and less of what he says. And I'm okay with it now, which mm-hmm. is... And I
which is scary, right?
Which is scary because I was listening to somebody else, Bill Maher, saying, and he goes, wait a minute, people and reporters out there, I am tired of you saying, hey, you know, this is just who he is. This mm-hmm. is how he speaks. Let's just get, we just got to mm-hmm. move on. This is mm-hmm. just, we got not, what he says is not the truth, but it's not meant to be the truth. It's just whatever it's meant to be. Let's just mm-hmm. come to slack and
we
move
had to
on.
Figure it out how he talked.
And Bill Maher is like saying, no. And I thought to myself, if he was anybody else, we couldn't let this go either.
No.
If you...
I heard someone say, what if we really needed, the world needed to depend on what he said?
Right.
How you couldn't trust him now?
And I'm not sure. And then I go, well, maybe the world doesn't need to depend on what he says. Because maybe the world will... The world is big enough that we don't have to depend on him for what he says. Because I don't believe anything he says.
Well, let's hope that North Korea doesn't depend on what he says.
And I have to depend. Well,
just put on your depends.
Yes, thank you. Ba-dum-bum. And I think this is the thing. This is where I become. I have become a person where I respect our system so much that it's bigger than one person. And I know that I feel this way because, I mean, like, I remember when the visceral hatred people had for Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was...
Hatred.
Hatred.
And they still hate him.
Oh, God, yeah. And I saw someone being interviewed.
No matter what it is.
Yeah, I saw someone being interviewed who was on Obamacare, who didn't have health insurance before mm-hmm. until... And I hate calling Obamacare. Mm-hmm. We had this discussion, and you said... It was a ploy so that people would hate it mm-hmm. because it was Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. There are some problems. Everything new has problems. Mm-hmm. You tweak it better.
You keep working it out, girlfriend.
Keep working it out. But the visceral reaction people have towards him is intense. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know why because he is so not liberal. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me. Mm-hmm. He is such a conservative president, and people are going to go, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I go, his health care plan came from the Heritage Foundation.
Which is very conservative.
Conservative think tank.
Right.
You look at his stance on military. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't deliver anything what he promised about pulling things out fast. I mean, it was a long, drawn-out process everywhere, mm-hmm. you know? I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm not defending him because I don't know enough of anything to defend him or not defend him. And mom's going to sneeze. That's okay.
I held it in.
But
you'd be surprised at things I.
But it
in.
Was so interesting that people had such a visceral response to him that, like, the woman said who had health care because of the Affordable Care Act mm-hmm. or Obamacare. And she says, I just hate calling it Obamacare. Mm-hmm. I hate calling it so much mm-hmm. Obamacare.
Well, the people are saying, too, that they're going to be surprised when they find out that they had Obamacare.
Maybe their employer. Had Obamacare? When did that happen? Yeah, you had Obamacare. Yeah. That's what happened. Yeah. You know, so... And there's problems with it. There's no doubt. Everything has problems with it. You keep tweaking it till it gets better and better and better.
Hence the Clutterfly effect.
Yes. Tweak your way to total transformation by decluttering your life.
Just tweak your way. Amazon number one bestseller. Please buy it.
And who wrote that book?
Christine Marie and Julie.
And Julie. Yay!
One of the reasons I was mentioning John Williams was not to do this discussion, but to tell you that I'm listening to him, and he and Steve Bertrand, who's the news guy at WGN, and said, yeah, me, Steve Bertrand, and Eric Zorn, we have a podcast. We've had it for like 8 years. I went, what?
What?
What? Now you got a podcast?
Yeah.
You're on the radio and you got a podcast?
You guys are on the radio 5 days a week and
everybody
you have a podcast?
Everybody has a podcast.
And I think because there's people out there that just want to speak their minds and speak it the way they want to speak it mm-hmm. without the parameters of being interrupted, mm-hmm. things like that.
I guess. But now I'm feeling like, what's, what, I mean, here we've been doing this for like, we've been doing it for 8-9 years. I don't know how long. We started on Blog Talk Radio and
yeah.
And now we were with a short time.
Yes.
We're with another one, but we've been with BBS for a long time.
Definitely.
BBSradio.com. Uh-huh. But what's next, girlfriend? Is it
real radio?
Is it thing?
Is it real radio?
Is it real? And what is it? I'm sure people are going to go, what's radio?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I've got to talk. We got a lot to talk about today, girlfriend. We may just want to move on to okay. our other stuff. So today, which Christine always hates about me telling what's going to happen in the show.
I apologize for that.
Well, because so many times we don't end up talking about the last thing because we've run out of time because right. we just talk our mind. One reason why to have podcasts.
One reason why we don't need sponsors right now.
Yeah.
If those girls would just stay on the program,
we would support them.
I would love
them.
To sponsor them.
Yeah, but I don't know what the heck they're going to say from here to there. So, or we should start asking for people to sponsor
us. Yes, please.
Yes.
Who would you like as a sponsor, girlfriend? If you had to pick, who would be your primo sponsor?
Girl Scout cookies?
Oh. Lou Malnati's pizza.
Or those jeans with the window, with the knee windows.
Mom jeans.
Mom jeans with knee windows. Did you see about that? Did you see those jeans? That
the mom
came
jeans?
Out? Yeah. With the windows on the knees?
Yes, yeah. They're called mom jeans.
They're called mom jeans.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're called mom jeans.
Because mom's knees get hot from being, you know, bending down with kids a lot.
Oh.
That's what they said.
That's just a ridiculous idea. And it should be mesh then, not...
What is it?
Plastic.
It's plastic? Are you going to be kidding me?
No, they're plastic.
I thought they were mesh.
No, just plastic.
Ugh.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me, but please don't ask us to sponsor you.
Yeah.
Whatever. Don't sponsor us.
Don't sponsor. We can't support that.
We can't support plastic in your jeans.
Or we come up with our own products. Because
for a female
yeah.
to put plastic on any part of her body, that's like craziness.
Craziness.
That's like crazy. I'm for women too much. Now that I can stand behind.
Yes. And we support
women without plastic in their pants.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and then somebody said, well, it's because they're called mom jeans because your knees are the only place that a kid didn't affect while you were giving birth or something like that. Like when you're pregnant and having a child, it affected every part of your body but your knees. And I'm like,
ba-dum-bum. Really?
That's not
okay.
very funny.
All right.
I know.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I hope they got a little traction, but...
Right.
I don't know.
I don't either. So we're going to talk about some apps today, and we're going to also talk about two movie reviews.
Yeah.
Moana.
Yes.
And Logan. One new and one almost slightly new. And then we're going to talk about Elliot's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, we're going to talk about
Pillar Talk.
And Pillar Talk's our talk where we really do our coaching. And if you didn't know by now, Christy Marie and I, we're both coaches. Yes. And you're a psychotherapist. We have my master's degree. Hopefully, I might even have it since it's a podcast and you can listen to this anytime. I may have my master's as we are speaking.
Yes, you're almost there.
Almost there. So we're going to right now move on to our app talk. Now, girlfriend, I love the fact that when we decide what music to play for our intro to our app mm-hmm, section, mm-hmm. you wanted to play Osmond Brothers. Go
yes.
for it.
Yes.
One bad apple doesn't spoil the
but
whole bunch, girl.
That's Michael Jackson. That's
no,
the not. Jacksons.
No, it's...
Donnie and Marie? No, it's
no,
not.
No, Osmonds.
Is it really?
Yeah, that song that we play
it's
is...
It's not the Jackson 5?
It's the Osmonds.
All right.
No, well, I know for sure it's the
You
Osmonds.
Know for sure. Okay.
Yes, it says on the
That's
thing,
so
Osmonds.
Weird because another lady this week, I said,
yes.
hey, so you're the you're the Donnie and Marie of whatever, and... Who's Donnie and Marie? Like, oh my God. I go, you are a millennial. Well,
they
didn't
know
on the cusp. They didn't know who Donnie and Marie were.
I know. Which means they didn't know my birthday because I share a birthday with Donnie. Not the same year.
No, but I was thinking, how do you describe Donnie and Marie? And I was like going, you know Donnie and Marie, right? Brother and sister. I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. And like, no, cricket.
Nothing.
Cricket.
Can you imagine at this date, there are people who have no idea who Donnie and Marie are.
Yeah, that's not fair. Because I know who The Weeknd is.
Yes.
I know who Ariana Grande is.
Yeah, you like not to know that.
I come on. Now you can get to know Donnie and Marie. You're making me force what's in your generation.
Right.
I know who, you know.
What I don't know is I'm trying to learn because I feel like I've been behind the eight ball on this and I've been learning is like when they say YouTube sensation, so-and-so, I'm like, YouTube sensation? How do you get that kid?
How do you do that?
How do you become a YouTube sensation?
Yeah. And then you go and you go like 781 billion hits.
Yes.
Then that makes you a YouTube sensation.
I guess.
I don't know. So you got to hire some people in Pakistan to start
watching your videos,
hitting that video thing. How much did that cost?
I don't know. And is it worth it? I don't even know. And I don't understand the algorithms either. So who knows?
So what's your app, girlfriend?
Okay. So anyway, went to see Logan last night, and
that's a movie.
Yes.
But you're going to talk about an app.
I am. Okay. Here's a story all behind right. it.
Okay, here's the story
and
behind
Doug's
it.
And like, take out your phone. And I'm like, okay, I'll take out my phone. I want to see your texts. I'm like, okay. Which is, now, here's me. I have from day one, I don't send an email out. I don't send a text out that somebody can't see. That's just my rule.
I totally agree with
you. So nothing ever, which means I live a pre-sterile life. You know, I'm afraid to look at anything online that might give me a virus.
That's right.
Electronically or otherwise.
That's right.
So I'm like, sure, no problem. So I took out my phone and he looked at my text and he goes, oh, you don't have this app yet. He goes, I want to play a game with you. And I'm like, okay. He goes, but first you got to go download Pigeon app. It's called Pigeon, the bird Pigeon. And I'm like, okay. And it's games for your iPhone, and it's games that can be played through text. And so I downloaded it, and the first thing I said was, is it going to take up my data? Because I need, you know. And he goes, I don't think so. I'm like,
liar anyway.
He goes, but once, I go, maybe downloading the app might, but then once you have downloaded it, it should be gone through your text messages. I'm not sure that's true either. No. By the way, I can't.
Not if you got that thing,
or
Julie.
Deny.
If you got a you know something from Verizon saying,
I said, "Hey, by the way,
you're using up your
data." Yeah. I'm like, ah, oh. And yes, you have told me
how many times
this week. Now, did you get the extra data for $5? I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm working on it. So I'm like, okay, today's the day I gotta do it. I gotta just do it. So anyway, doing that, and then previously, I mean, everyone would go, well, how much data do you need? I go, literally, Verizon doesn't offer our low data plan anymore.
They don't.
Doesn't offer it.
Yeah.
And because we've been doing these apps, we've been going through this data. And I wonder, I mean, the deals that we're making, are they worth the $5,
You're like $10? The Trump of apps.
I am the
You're
Trump
a
of
deal
apps.
Maker.
I'm starting to really love these apps. So, pigeonapp.com or just Pigeon app. You go to the app store, do a Pigeon, and it's I don't think it's Pigeon Games. I think it's just Pigeon, but it could be Pigeon Games. But it's just
tell us about it.
So on the games, it's like 8 different games, and just some of the ones that I've seen, which are pretty awesome. I'll go to it right now.
Well, I know I played one called Battleship, and it had the great Battleship music.
Yes.
Which I'm sure consumed data. I don't know, but...
Well, exactly. So what I have here, I've got...
Play the Battleship music, if you can.
Okay, I'll see.
I love that. If you can, girlfriend.
Oh, I got mini golf now. I don't know.
Oh, mini golf?
So,
that sounds boring.
Yeah. I know. Okay, here it is. Hold on. I got to get this going again. This is not going to happen, because I can't get the music. But here is the games that I think are pretty cool. Now, I played... he sent me basketball first, and I kicked his butt on basketball.
Good.
And it was 2 rounds, and you get, like, enough balls for a minute, and you just try and
how many baskets you get.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I beat him on that.
Good.
And then there's also Battleship, or called Sea Battle. So not Battleship.
But
wink,
it had
wink,
the
nudge,
Battleship music, which I love.
It did. Sea
which
Battle.
I can't hear. But
and
all
it
right.
also has 8 Ball, Golf, Scrabble, or some kind of Scrabble word game, and some other... Oh, Oh, quite a few. Knockout. About,
like a Candy Crush game?
Four or? In a row. Anagrams? Oh, my
goodness. Oh, anagrams would be fun.
Shuffleboard?
Boring.
Mancala, which I don't know what that is. Mancala? Word Hunt? Checkers? Dots and boxes? Tanks? Chess? OMG? Five in a row? Reverse? Poker? Oh, my gosh. Nine ball? 20 questions?
Poker? Never even touched her.
And more. Just started using this app yesterday. I'm in love with this app.
That's right.
And it'll have to cost me more data. But
and you're
okay.
going to have to do that 5 hours.
And I'm going to have to update all of my parents' phones now.
Well, here's the sad part. This is sad.
Yes.
You know, listen, one of our first apps that we reviewed was the McDonald's app. Because you buy 5 coffees, you get 1 free. Come on. I love having a free coffee every week.
Why not?
So I told Dad, please download the McDonald's app.
Right.
And so he said, Julie?
Yes.
As we call her Julie, as opposed to Alexa.
Exactly.
Or Siri. It's Julie, download this app, please. Right. And so Julie's downloading the app, and time's passing. Yeah. And we get notification of,
hey, you need to go. Unfortunately, your phone can only hold the old version of McDonald's app. And I'm like, So I tried to upgrade, and it wouldn't do it.
Unfortunately, your phone's so old, it can't even be upgraded.
Well, then I tried to upgrade it, because I can upgrade it. But then it says, you've got too much stuff on this phone. You need to get rid of some of this stuff. I'm like, because what happens is we've only used our phones for calling and texting.
Right.
And a little bit of online stuff in emergencies, right?
Very rarely.
When we've gotten the iPhones, it's always been, we don't need that much data or that much memory or that much space.
Right.
And so we just got the smallest ones. Yeah. And until now, it's
part of our New Year's resolution was to get more tech savvy.
Yes. And so where I thought I was saving money, it may just be a wash, but it could be an upgrade of our life. It could make our life a little bit more novel.
Novel.
And that's kind of cool at this stage.
I think a little more
novelty.
Just to be able to say, hey, I played Battleship.
Well, and also I've been kind of looking at a different couple apps, working with my clients, how we can communicate better.
Right.
And working with using apps for doing that. And I don't know about that.
You're working on a communication app. You're going to design one, aren't you, girlfriend?
Yes. Well, for my master's degree, I have to design one.
Right.
I have to design a technology portion of my capstone or my thesis.
And so we're thinking about the kind of app we're going to design.
Well, it'll be, I know exactly what kind of app I'm going to design.
It's easy.
An easy one for me. Uh-huh. It's going to be like a way of charting your success habits. Mm-hmm. But in a way that, very simple, but can chart it and can see. And maybe throw in some fun stuff, like little, like, good going quotation, hey, you did it today. Good job. You got this. Hello, 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 everyone. It's Julie and Christine.
Welcome to Christine Marie and Julie. This is our app.
And we want you to see, today's a great day to be alive.
Life is short. So because
be
it's
happy.
Short. Yeah, that's it.
Life is short.
So be happy. Take that many layers.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to say that, do this app. It is fun. I'm going to talk to Gregory about this because I would like him to do this app because I can see myself just shooting him a game or you shooting him a game.
Right.
And a battleship or a basketball. And you know what it is more than anything?
Or anagram. That sounds good to me.
It does.
Because that's sort of like right up my alley.
Yeah.
I'm a good anagram girl. Like Santa and Satan.
Yes. Very similar.
Anagram.
Yes.
See?
Santa. Satan.
Same letters.
Same lines, yes. What's
don't
it,
want to scare any
but what's
children.
It when it's forward and backwards? What's that?
That's a palindrome.
Palindrome.
Like Hannah.
Yeah.
Radar.
Right.
Mom.
Yes.
Dad. Satan. No, just kidding.
Sassoon. No, Sassan. Assassin. No.
Satas.
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 There you go. Is that a word? Satas?
No, it's not a word, but that would be a palindrome, though.
Exactly. So.
Shall we talk movies?
Yes. But I was going to say one more thing about the app thing.
Okay.
Real quick before we move on. Is that. So Doug got me on this, that app, Pigeon app. and for the games. And it's funny because I do like the apps, like I do Snapchat with the like with his girls. You know, like it's a way for me to keep connection with the younger generation.
And I love seeing the pictures of Jack.
Yes, my little grandchild.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny saying it, but I just say it anyway.
He's going to call you Grammy Julie, or Grammy what does Julie. He call you? He's going to call me Nona.
Yes, exactly. But so what's funny is that...
He ate a Cheerio this week.
Yay! is that we go to these places where it's like, I want to connect with the younger generation. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, they're not going to come up to my level, which is, hey, just sit down, let's chat for a while. Mm-hmm. Or call me on the phone, see what's going on. Mm-hmm. I have to go to theirs, and everything's done by texting mm-hmm. or Snapchatting. Mm-hmm. They don't do Facebook that much. Mm-mm. It's
That's for old people.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just interesting to me. And so even with Doug, who is older than me, he barely likes to speak anymore. It's all through texting, mm-hmm. which drives me up the wall.
Well, he never liked to speak. He's an avoider. So yes. If he can avoid anything, he'll
or
do
get
that.
Caught in anything.
Right.
Or tell me one thing.
No, he can't
He's like Trump.
Right, he is.
Except he talks.
You have to decipher what he's saying.
I decipher what he means. Well, it was funny, real quick about Doug and I don't know. I guess I'm letting too much out of the bag. But
Do it, Julie.
So he was complaining last night. He goes, I'm just so happy right now because for the first time in years, my business feels like it's on the upswing. Mm-hmm. And he has a retail store where he sells sports nutrition. And it's been slowly going down, mostly because...
Amazon.
Yeah. The web is really taking over. But he had the opportunity to buy a...
Tanning business.
And at this moment, you still can't get tans from Amazon.
No, you can't. But you can get them from him.
You can get them from him.
And Tan-heedy. So
it's been like 5 months since he's owned this.
But it's been amazing.
It's been amazing for him. And it's just been a turnaround.
Like 75 people in a morning. That's crazy.
That just feels wonderful. And, you know, for the first time, he's felt this thing. He goes, I didn't realize how depressed I was for so many years about mm-hmm. my business. Mm-hmm. I said, I was right there. I go, you were
depressed.
You were depressed. We talked about you being depressed, mm-hmm. but you didn't know what to do about it, and you wouldn't do anything about it except do what you were doing, which was keep going down.
Right.
And he goes, I didn't know I was this depressed for that many months. I go, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he was like, you know, well, thanks for letting me get depressed about my business. And I said, what are you talking about? I go, I was the one that was trying to help you decide, like, hey, you can't change it. You got something to do here, mister. Mm-hmm. And
but he handled it in typical Doug fashion.
Which is not to handle it.
Right.
Which means it gets handled some way.
Somehow.
And I remember when this opportunity came to him for the tanning beds, his son-in-law, I think, was going to help him, mm-hmm. you know, get it going and so forth. Mm-hmm. And his son-in-law calls me and he goes, so... I love when he always goes, now I really value your opinion. I'm like, okay, no pressure there. But what do you think about this tanning spa? And I said, well, and I got to him the way I knew I could get to him, which is I go, well, first of all, he was going to kind of help him get some money going for it. Mm-hmm. Would it hurt you and your wife? You know? And he goes, no, we're okay. We could afford the payment mm-hmm. if we borrowed a little money. Mm-hmm. That'd be no problem. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay. And, I go, well, then that's the first question. The second question is, I mean, I know that you're a believer in these things. And I go, this thing just fell in, and I'm a believer in these things. I go, this thing just fell into his lap. Mm-hmm. And if he believed in God, he could say God was taking care of him. Mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
Doug's agnostic at best.
At best.
So I go, but we believe, so therefore we can believe that for him. And he mm-hmm. goes, yeah. That's right. We can. And so that was how it moved forward.
Right.
And so forth. But I thought it was interesting, though. Like, Doug's like, I didn't know. I was just depressed. Really? Because you've been a bastard for 3 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
You've been a jerk because you've been pretending that things were good
right.
when it was not good.
Right.
And you didn't know how to deal with it. And like
and
you
not
said,
dealing with
the
it.
Best thing to deal with sometimes is not dealing with it. Right. And it deals with it on its own.
Right.
Which gives you less and less,
less
options.
Less and less options.
So girlfriend,
can I say one really cute thing though about this tanning thing?
Yeah.
How it did fall into his lap and it just is, and it has turned out absolutely wonderful.
Right.
And fabulous. But the last guy who owned it, who was also the manager of this big plaza, left him with a little surprise.
Oh, yes.
Which is about 15,000 tanning bulbs.
That's a little exaggeration, but it's not quite.
But all these bulbs, and they have to be recycled. There's a way to handle them that the law requires. And come to find out, it's like a minimum of $3
a piece
to recycle these.
So
things.
Doug has this plan of like every month. He goes, there's no way I can recycle all these at one time.
No.
There's just no way. But you're right. What a little.
Yeah.
It's like
what a little gift.
A little gift. I'll tell you what another gift is when we go into movie time.
Okay. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what I mean.
So here we are at movie time, or movie talk, movie review. What do you call this? I don't know.
Let's all go to the movies.
So anyway, I step out of the car and I'm going, oh, wow, it smells like manure. Really, really bad. And it's, you know, like, I wonder where that manure. The movie theater.
Oh, okay. Well, that's agricultural.
There's a farm right next door.
Yeah.
But I turn around, but literally there is the biggest pile of manure, like 8 feet tall, 20 feet long.
What?
Of crap, of manure. Of,
at the parking lot of the show?
Right across the street on the farmland.
Okay.
But literally on the border.
Okay.
So
oh
I walk
my
out
God.
Going, and the wind was coming in our direction.
No, okay.
And I just thought, this is hysterical. And Doug goes, you know what it's done? I mean, somebody must have done that intentionally to pee someone off. I go, well, I don't know.
That's a pretty big intention.
Yeah, just, I mean, first
start
of all.
Start piling that poop up.
And my feeling is they're going to take it, put it in one of their spreaders, and spread it around their, you know, their farmland. Mm-hmm. And they just had to just decide to put it right there, right across from the theater, no blocking. And the wind was just coming this way, and it was like, holy cow.
Kind of stops your craving for their buttered popcorn.
Right. Well, our local theater that was owned by the Carmikes.
Yeah.
Is now owned by AMC.
Yeah. And big time.
A horrible situation.
Yeah.
Because it seems like everything.
Such a sweet little place and everybody did everything for you.
And right. And it had very low ratings on Yelp. I understand that. But I've always liked this theater. Mm-hmm. It's just a normal little theater, you know. I mean, 7, 8 theaters of great
right,
shows
right,
I think
right.
or 10 or something like that. However, what's going on is that
since AMC took over,
this was the first weekend, and they're trying to be, everybody does it themselves, like you buy
self-serve.
A soda and you have to wait in line to self-serve it. And I'm telling you, this is a horrible idea because they only have one dispenser. So
what?
Therefore you have to wait.
No,
I waited for
that's
15
ridiculous.
minutes. I mean, this is how it goes with Doug and I. He buys and I fly. So we go get our seats and I'm going to tell a little story.
He goes, gets his seat.
Yes. So the way this theater works is there's always two sets of handicapped spots. They're not officially handicapped, but they're not around anybody, which is kind of nice. They're in the back and you have this space between you and the next people. So you got a lot of leg room, lots of leg room. And we only like to go if we can get those seats. And so we were going late to the movie theater at the 410 to see Logan. And I use my excuse, which is not really an excuse, but kind of an excuse. I said, I got some bad knees and I got to have the seats in back. Can I just make sure they're available? Because if they're not available, I'll just go to the 7 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, if you need them and there's somebody there, we'll kick them out. And
it's our policy.
It's our policy. I'm like, please don't do that. Because the truth is, I could sit in a different seat. It's not like I have to sit there, but my enjoyment level is so much lesser.
Guy, at that moment, that guy got on his policy horse.
Yeah, and he goes, no, I'll go. I'm like,
I'm going to go and get those people away.
I'm not going to. If you need that, ma'am. I'm like, oh, fuck. Now he's calling me ma'am. I go, screw you. I go, and so.
Screw you. You don't even know who Donnie Marie are.
Yeah.
Millennial. Screw you. You don't even know what a podcast is.
Here, let me walk you down the aisle, ma'am. I'm like, F you. No, thank you. I just want these seats. And if you're going to pay $10 a seat and they're available to you, you want them. And if you're willing to go to the late show, then you go to the late show, right? So we go there again. and at night, and they were available. Thank God. We got there a half hour early. And it was funny because nobody was coming. And then, literally as the show was starting, and as I went to get the soda, I realized why. Because they're all in line getting soda refills.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when I got back.
Do you get free refills?
Yeah, you must. How could they control it?
Right, I mean, I'm just guessing. That's true. That's true. You buy a cup and you get.
So as we're getting closer to, we only got like 15 minutes of our show left. Mm-hmm. So.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
No, Julie.
I know. So we like kind of hustle.
You've got to be kidding me.
I know. We're going to, once again, I get to pillar talk, but we will get to pillar talk.
Pillar talk. No,
okay, so here we are at Logan. I give it 4 Sherpa hats. Last 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I saw Get Out. Loved it. And I give it 4 Sherpa hats. I loved Logan better.
Whoa.
It was such a great movie that I loved it. Now, it wasn't out of the ordinary. Like, I knew enough that going in, that what was going to happen.
Right.
This was like a conclusion of
everything.
Yeah. And then maybe a starting of a new line.
Franchise, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of these mutants and so forth.
The X-Men,
right. But
another one's going to be called, his icon's going to be Poop, and they're going to call him the Excrement Man.
Did you just think of that? No, she's mom. If you could see her right now, she's shaking her head up and down and right and left, and it's like, oh, okay, one of those. I don't know where I got that. So yes, Excrement would be a good one.
Excrement Man.
But what you have is this 10-year-old girl that we see in the previews, and she is like Logan. You know, she heals quickly and just all really crazily strong and fast, and she has those sores on her finger, hands, and so forth, and on her feet. So it's pretty wild. And there are moments that I'm just like, oh, I can see why it's rated R, because there is so much weird violence in this movie that is just nuts. And great story plot. It happens in 2029. So just far enough ahead that things are slightly different. And it was wild. And there was one scene where they're in North Dakota. I'm not going to...
Is North Dakota still here in 2029?
Yes, it is.
In the year 2029, North Dakota is no longer here.
No, it's not true. It's there.
Okay, all right.
It's there. But what happens is they're on this road, and literally semis are driving by. And I'm looking at them, not connecting with them, that they're just trailers. Like 3 or 4 trailers on a... 3 or 4 containers, like long containers on a trailer, just going by. And I realize that they're all driverless.
Yeah.
They are driverless trailers. And
Romano just etched himself out of a job.
Yeah. And I'm like, I was like, I'm so, my mind is blown. My mind is blown. I can't believe it. Because what's going on is the cars aren't.
Just those trucks.
Those are trailers.
Of course.
They're not even trucks. They're just trailers.
Of course.
And
where are all the truck drivers at?
Yes. And I go, this is gardening. So crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy. But I can tell you right now, I do like superhero movies, but sometimes I don't like, they're a good ride, but I don't like the story plot. I'm like, eh, whatever. Mm-hmm. This was a great storyline.
Good.
And it was fun, and it made sense, and it wasn't even very sci-fi. It was just normal effing
legit
violence,
right?
Like, you know,
kick ass.
Like, these guys got guns, but Logan's got knives in his finger, so does the girl, and they both heal fast. So I mean, so it wasn't big explosions, big car wrecks. I mean, there were some car chases and were car wrecks, but not I mean, there were probably more special effects in Fast and the Furious 12,
sure,
or whatever that movie's coming out next. So I give it 4 Sherpa heads.
Wow.
What about you, girlfriend?
I saw Moana, and I give it 4 Sherpa heads as well.
Moana.
And it certainly wasn't, it was a great Disney movie. And I can't recommend it enough in the sense that I loved The Rock, who's my, you know, he's my hero. He's my friend on Facebook. And, you know, I love him.
Yes.
And he's got a great, you know, part in this. And what I was interested in finding out is the soundtrack is incredible. I just loved it. And so at the end of the movie, and I'm like, you know, and there's just thousands and thousands of names, because this picture takes, Disney really hires well, you know, I mean, it takes a lot of people to make a movie like
this.
Yeah,
it does.
And so I'm curious as to who wrote the music, to, because the soundtrack is so fabulous, and I'm waiting, and it's going through, and then finally music, and there's a name, and it's Lin-Manuel Miranda. I'm like, that name sounds familiar. And I call you up, and I'm saying, I'm not sure, Julie, but is this the same Lin-Manuel Miranda that wrote and directed and stars in Hamilton? And you go, yeah, it is.
I was going to say, no, I don't. They're totally different. But but it made sense to me, because he was at the Oscars.
Yeah.
And why? Because
of all his songs being nominated.
Exactly.
And it made sense to me, because a lot of the songs, which I loved, had that rhyming rap in them. It was great tunes. And then there'd be that, the rhyming rap that he does in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Or Spamilton, which is coming to Chicago. But
I want to see that.
I do too.
That's, I think it's just this weekend, unfortunately. Maybe it's there longer. But when I heard that there was a Spamalot, hey, if you can't see, oh no, Spamalot.
Spamilton.
I go, if you can't get tickets to Hamilton, I'm sure you can get tickets to Spamilton. I'm like, brilliant. Who thought of that? Awesome.
It's going to be about Taft.
Yeah.
Who can't get out of the tub. Because he's a big blub. Go figure. Go figure.
You're like on fire today, girlfriend.
I am?
Yeah. You're so funny.
I can't believe that.
So are you?
I don't believe it.
So you're liking Moana.
Four Sherpa hats, as you know, we are your guide.
And
at the,
I thought it was so sweet,
reviews,
because afterwards you go, I just love this movie. I love this movie. And you go, I've got to talk to you about something. And I'm like, okay. And it really opened and kind of tickled your wanderer nature, which you've kind of been hiding and put it in a closet for a while. Mm-hmm. So you're taking it out of the closet.
I'm coming out of the closet, girlfriend.
Yes, as a wanderer, as a vagabond.
A voyager.
Mm-hmm. And I said,
I'm coming out.
And you said, why wait?
I
wanna
tell,
you know what?
The world about it.
Hell yeah, why wait?
Yeah.
And we're working on a plan.
Yes.
Working on a plan.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, so ready for a little quickly Elliot's Corner?
Our pillar talk.
I think we're going to write a pillar talk, yeah, because I don't have a story for Elliot anyway.
We'll just say, hi, Elliot, we love you. He's our little 2-year-old puppy.
Exactly, our 2-year-old Wheaton Terrier that has a lot of hair in his ears.
Yeah, and he did have, you know, he is a butt licker. Mm-hmm. We took him to the vet for that, and we had to give him a bath because he had in his beard,
it looked like poop.
Poop.
Yes.
Because he's a butt licker. That's our story for the week.
We're sticking to it. Bye-bye.
And they're like, excuse me.
Yeah. Okay, ready for a little pillar talk? So here we are at Pillar Talk, where we really kind of formally talk about coaching in some sense. And
we always leave so much time for this part. This is
we need a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
For sure.
PBS Radio, give us a 3-hour show.
Please. We could use a 3-hour show.
Then we'll be like Joe Rogan.
So what I want to talk to you about is this idea that we all have a desire, a dream, or a plan, or like the end result. And there are so many ways to get there. And sometimes there's too many ways to get there that it can be almost overwhelming and it stops us from moving forward at all. Mm-hmm. And it's about really keeping the end picture in your face. Like, and ask yourself, what's the quickest way of getting it? And then you have to go, what's the least amount of damage I can do to get there as well? Because there's a quick way of doing things sometimes. And then there's a way that if you just kind of take a little bit longer, might have more of a beneficial impact to the end result. Mm-hmm. And one way I'm thinking about this is for people who are looking to transition into careers. Mm-hmm. You know, I was seeing Tim Ferriss, and he was answering a question about, like, you know, I want to become an entrepreneur. I've got this nature, and, you know, I'm ready to make the transition. You know, what should I do? Like, okay, well, first off, he says, don't quit your day job.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. You know, and I have heard some people say, quit your day job and jump right in.
Right.
Why waste time?
Mm-hmm.
And you think to yourself, well,
then you're
maybe
you're in the soup line for a few years.
Or maybe it's good. You know, there are stories that people say, you know, I quit and did everything and jumped in and it turned out okay. You know, I actualized my dream right off the bat. That does happen. But a lot of times it takes tweaking and it takes more tweaking. And if you've left yourself out there with no place to grab onto, you've limited your options. And so we've come to this point where we keep asking ourselves, what path gives us more options along the way?
Yes.
That doesn't leave us hanging without a safety net. And so forth.
That's absolutely true. At every stage or milestone along the journey, we keep asking ourselves at this juncture, which choice gives us the most options.
And if you ask that question, it may open up to different opportunities for you.
It will, for sure.
I was doing this visualization hypnosis on myself, our meditation. And one of the ways I'm doing this is that there comes a part in the meditation where I really start feeling abundant, but I feel energetically all the opportunities that are around me. And when you feel that way, first off, what happens is if you connect with it at that level, the anxiety goes down because nothing is urgent.
Right.
Sometimes when I work with clients, one of the first things I'll do with them, depending on where they're at, is kind of list all the times in their lives they've had opportunities. Some they've taken and some they've not taken. And the reason why I have them do that is to let them know that there are always opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. There isn't just this, oh my God, this one thing happened to me, I didn't take advantage of it, mm-hmm. and my life will be ever living on the streets using a cart.
Mm-hmm.
No, really, if you believe in God, God loves you enough mm-hmm. to give you more opportunities.
Right.
Okay? He's not just saying, hey.
You made me sad, though, just thinking about that. Because when I, was it in 2006 or 7 that they Act One
yes.
asked me to come to California mm-hmm. and screenwrite,
yes.
you know, and learn the craft.
Yes.
And based on a screen play I had written.
Yes.
And I didn't go.
No, I know you didn't.
I didn't go. And now I'm just doing podcasts. I could be writing Logan, our slogan, our blogan, our Vawana.
Yes.
Zawana.
So you would be the hack writer.
Yeah, I guess
Or I think you were going for like Christian screenplays where you are a screenplay
like
with
Hallmark.
A message. Hallmark.
You know, like...
Yes.
Screenplays with a message.
And it's so funny because you do that. You have written screenplays, but none of them have been with messages.
That's true.
They've all been like...
Violent. Sci-fi.
Horrors.
Oops.
You know, the female investigator is like, you know...
She wears an eye patch.
Yeah. So they've been,
and plastic knees.
I think one reason why you said no is that really you're like, can I really write for Hallmark? Could I really?
Well, because I'd have to go under my assumed name where I write all my scary fiction.
Yes.
Which is C.D. Peters.
And you also write your scary fiction as your erotic fiction. That's C.D. Peters.
Julia, you know that's your dealio.
I know.
Julia's always saying, Mom, when can we write porn? I'm like, God, girl, I got a podcast to do.
Well, I just don't
have time to write porn.
I figure I can.
And then she pulls out of her purse www.writeporn.com and come on, Mom, we can make some money here.
And then I'm not writing porn.
And then she shows
me that
I'm
erotic fiction.
Okay.
Which is a big difference because porn is visual
though,
and
you
has very little fiction.
On the hopper, she always saves anything she sees. Like if she sees a guy that's totally out of the 70s porn look, they got the mustache.
Yeah.
She's like, here, Mom, look at this one. And like it's like House Hunters, but the guy is like totally a 70s porn dude.
Yeah.
And so then I have to create a story around this look of this guy. And it's just too much, Julie. It's just too much.
I have no idea why you're talking about this, though, because it's pointless to what our discussion's about. But yes, okay, you ratted me out.
It's my blood sugar. I need to have a snack.
There you go. Okay, so yeah, I do like the porn 70s look. I don't know why. I think it's also
it's
the
70s
looks.
Porn look, not the porn 70s look. That's like mid-century modern. You know, it's like,
or I like modern mid-century. What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Is there? Okay. Yes. Okay. So anyway.
What is it? Is it brown chicken? Chicken brown cow? Brown chicken cow?
Yeah.
Chicken brown cow?
Brown chicken brown cow?
Yeah. Brown chicken brown cow. Brown chicken, brown cow. I got it.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Good. So it is this idea, going back to our pillar talk, and because literally we have no more time for the show.
Okay.
So here we are.
Leave him with a nugget, Julie. Pull out one nugget.
The nugget is get a clear vision of what the end result will be. And if it's just you, and you don't have anybody counting on you, you may be able to figure out a plan that with the least amount of steps. And if it involves your family, children, friends, or whatever, or businesses or responsibilities, this plan may require a few more steps to not leave a crazy wake in the river. You know, when it says don't go over 5 miles an hour with your boat because this is a no wake zone, think of it that way. You're allowed to create a wake in your own life. And you're allowed to have, this is your one chance.
This
your
is
one
your
life.
One chance. You go out and buy that $6,000 school bus. You go ahead and paint it lime green.
Yes.
You go ahead and put a compost toilet in there and get on the road.
And you
get
can do that tomorrow. If you don't have to decide this with your wife and kids. Now, your wife may be all in on it. And as you brought that school bus up, we saw one the other day.
That's right.
And it was kind of funny because the wife said, you know I have an opportunity with my kids that's going to be leaving shortly that they think this is cool. When they're about 14, 15, this will no longer be cool.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking 12, 13, but they were 6 and 7. Yeah. So at this point, everybody loves each other and it's cool.
Yeah.
So look at your bigger plan, take a look at it, and decide what, write some different paths down on how to get to that plan. I think you'll be surprised that there are more than just one way to get there.
Is there more than one way to skin a cat, girlfriend?
Yes, there is. But hopefully the best one is the cat's dead.
Yeah.
So
hopefully you just don't do it.
Or just don't do it. But that's not, is that the right way?
I don't know.
Is that the right
that
analogy?
Maybe not be the right metaphor.
No, I don't
or
think so.
Analogy.
Yeah, our metaphor. So go to our website, consciouscommunity.com. And
please. And don't take us. We're not this way always.
No, but sometimes
we
are.
Are. Yeah.
Yeah. This is really our fun hour where we get just to let hang it out.
We only one hour a week do we have fun, Julie?
Kinda. No. All right, everyone, have a great day. And
it was great. It was great. Was great.